Title: No Surprises Here. Providers Win Again in No Surprises Act. TMA2 Litigation Vacating Independent Dispute Resolution Rule. Content: On August 2, 2024, the United States Fifth Circuit affirmed the rulings in the No Surprises Act litigation brought by the Texas Medical Association and other plaintiffs. 1. Challenging the August 2022 final rule that has been issued by the Departments of Labor, Treasury, and Health and Human Services, the departments that applied to the Independent Dispute Resolution, IDR, process created by the No Surprises Act, the Act. 2. What is the August 2022 final rule? The August 2022 final rule addressed, in part, the specific factors arbitrators must consider in resolving disputes between out-of-network, OON, healthcare providers/facilities and air ambulance providers, collectively, providers, on one hand, and group health plans and health insurance issuers, on the other hand, under the Act. Under the, since vacated, portions of the August 2022 final rule, consider the QPA for same or similar item/service first. A federal IDR entity was required to weigh specific considerations and select the offer that best represents the value of the qualified IDR service or item as the OON rate. Specifically, the IDR entity was instructed to consider the qualified payment amount, QPA, for the same or similar qualified IDR item/service for the applicable year and then consider information regarding the additional statutory factors, if the parties elect to submit any such additional information. 3. QPAS presumption of credibility. IDR entities were to presume the credibility of the QPA while requiring that they evaluate the credibility of other factors. Limited non-QPA information considered. IDR entities only considered information about additional circumstances or factors to the extent the information related to the offer submitted by either party and was not already accounted for by the QPA. Write-up addressing non-QPA factors used. If an IDR entity relied on information about non-QPA factors in selecting an offer, the written decision must include an explanation of why the IDR entity concluded that this information was not already reflected in the QPA. Background on TMA2 plaintiffs in TMA2 successfully challenged the August 2022 final rule provisions related to the weight that should be given to the QPA in the IDR process. They asserted that it conflicted with the arbitration process created by the Act and improperly limited the IDR entity's discretion by requiring that they give the QPA more deference than the other statutorily required considerations. The plaintiffs also argued that the August 2022 final rule created a series of prerequisites before those non-QPA considerations could even be taken into account. The departments, they argued, had unlawfully tilted the arbitration process impermissibly in favor of the insurer-determined QPA. On February 6, 2023, the Texas Eastern District vacated portions of the August 2022 final rule, 4, finding that the provisions were contrary to the Act. The court found that the August 2022 final rule, the department's second attempt at promulgating rules related to how the IDR entities should make determinations, nevertheless continue, d, to place a thumb on the scale for the QPA by requiring arbitrators to begin with the QPA and then imposing restrictions on the non-QPA factors that appear nowhere in the statute, in the TMA2 decision. The court reiterated that the Act is unambiguous as to what factors an IDR entity must consider, and that there is no presumption or weight to be attributed to any specific factor or any additional prerequisites or hurdles for non-QPA factors. The court also determined that portions of the August 2022 final rule violated the Administrative Procedure Act. The court vacated the challenged provisions and remanded the matter to the departments for further consideration. The departments subsequently appealed the TMA2 ruling to the Fifth Circuit on October 20, 2023. What did the Fifth Circuit decide? On appeal, the Fifth Circuit affirmed the District Court's rulings. It agreed with the District Court that the plaintiffs had standing to bring the TMA2 case. Further, the Fifth Circuit reiterated that the August 2022 final rule exceeds the department's authority granted by the Act, as there is nothing in the Act that instructs IDR entities to weigh one factor more than the others, or that d.